You were previously affiliated, or you were previously involved with the NATO simulation. What would you say were some of the most rewarding aspects associated with that simulation that you worked on?
Well, it was extremely unique. It was actually in my last year of my undergraduate, and it was hosted in Belgrade, Serbia. So why that was more unique is the fact that NATO itself is more or less a sensitive topic within Serbia, and particularly Belgrade. So during the opening ceremonies, we actually had a little demonstration by some local youth, and they didn't quite understand that it was a simulation of NATO. Our badges simply said Sim-NATO, and
Wow. It
had the NATO symbol. So it acquired a lot of attention, which wasn't hostile or anything like that. I mean, nothing was overly dramatic, but you could tell that it was still a very sensitive topic within Belgrade itself. So moving forward, we just didn't wear our badges when we were exploring the city, and most of the time we were inside a hotel room and separated into our different committees and negotiating and maybe not negotiating at certain points with one another. And I think the best part of that experience for myself was that there was only about 4 Canadians. No one from America participated, and everyone else was from different parts of the world. So there were even students that had originally been from Europe, but they were doing their undergraduate studies in Abu Dhabi. And it was incredible to see how much youth, primarily from Europe, were so involved and engaged, because you always sometimes run a risk of going to a Model UN or a SimNATO, especially with university students, that they might just be using it as an excuse to travel, to do something like that. They might not get as involved in their roles, but that really wasn't the case with this group of people. And I don't think I've ever been surrounded by so many different nations and so many different perspectives and backgrounds, whether they were studying law or something like marketing or politics or business. There was such a wide array. There was even sciences and engineers, and they all had different experiences from their own countries and their own programs. And that is something so unique that I would really recommend anyone getting involved. And it's not just about doing a simulation, but doing anything abroad. And if you have the opportunity, especially provided by school, to either do an exchange or perhaps get a summer job at a certain point throughout your degree, get that experience abroad, because you will learn so much from it. And then you will also come home with a bigger appreciation for your own circumstances and your own city, which is so easy to become indifferent about and complain about when you're in one situation, because you're only really thinking about the problems that you may face. But at the end of the day, especially within Toronto or Canada overall, we're so lucky to be living where we are and thriving where we are, or being educated here, getting a job here. These are all amazing experiences, but I feel you won't value the same if you don't get that perspective from somewhere else.
The best thing you can do is to immerse yourself in a culture, understand languages, learn different languages, because to understand international relations and affairs, it's one thing to pick up the newspaper and to become educated about issues that are happening around the world, but it's another thing to purchase a ticket, go abroad, and to become immersed with the culture. And that oftentimes is one of the best ways to obtain a better understanding as to who the people are, why they have certain beliefs, and what are some of the current issues that are ongoing in certain regions. Now, oftentimes some students are restricted as to what regions they can travel to, depending on where there are major issues. If it's unsafe, then it's oftentimes difficult to travel to a region. But there are many areas in the world where you can explore, where you can take the opportunity to learn more about a certain region by becoming affiliated with certain organizations or looking at the simulations that are out there that are provided to you. It's just a matter of you applying yourself, and you have to look at these opportunities and ask yourself whether you're number one, passionate about learning more about that area, too, if you want to become involved with the simulation or the competition, or whether it's a Model UN type of a scenario. And then three, whether you're comfortable with traveling and going abroad, because oftentimes that is a huge commitment. So if you really want to become immersed in the area that you're studying, then that's the best thing you can do. But also learning different languages. I know, like, as we're both Polish-Canadian, and I'm extremely proud of my background. And the fact that I have a Polish background is something that I carry with great pride. And I think that knowing more than one language is not only a huge value, but it allows you to understand different issues. Like, there are a lot of issues that are happening in Poland right now. And here at the NATO Association of Canada, we have upcoming conferences that are scheduled to take place in the spring. And I'm involved on all of the ones that have Poland involved, because I think that it's not only something that I'm passionate about, but it's something that I want to learn more about as time progresses. And oftentimes with international affairs and relations, as you know, every day there will be something new on the headlines. And it's just a matter of you becoming educated about the issues and then seeing what happens next. So, Sophia, I saw that you yourself have a lot of experience traveling. You've traveled through England, France, Germany, Switzerland, and the Czech Republic with the MEI International Academy. While you completed your studies in English literature and world history, what was that experience like for you? Because it sounds amazing to go around the world, and then also to not only travel, but to complete your studies in world history. What was that like?
I think the experience was just priceless. The most interesting part about completing the world history part of it is that they tracked the program in order to overlap with each country that we were in. So whatever we were studying at that time, and they actually did that same with our English literature studies. So whenever we transferred from one country to the other, there was a change in the program in order to associate with the country that we were in. And probably the one memory that stands out to me the most is because it obviously has ties to my personal heritage and as well as yours. While we were studying World War II, we were actually in Munich, Germany. And what they did that was so unique is that they would actually take us to the sites where Hitler did have his speeches and remarks to the public. And we would sit on those steps with our laptops and our headphones in, and we would be actually watching those speeches happen while sitting in the actual area where Wow. It took place. And that's something so powerful. I mean, no other education situation I've ever had would mimic something like that. And it was the same with something that's maybe even a little bit lighter. When we were in England, our first English literature was actually V for Vendetta. So we were sitting on the steps and in front of the buildings that were being blown up in the movie, and we were watching the video outtakes. But, you know, that's something so interesting and unique that maybe even certain university programs don't mimic right now, because there's always so much more information involved. And this was really broken down to two main courses. So they had the availability to really try to speak to the youth and bring it into a new type of relevance in their brain. It was so much more tangible. It was so much more real. Whether we're learning history in Canada or US or different European nations or in the Middle East, no matter what, that history will be taught from that nation's perspective. And obviously, that has all the merit in the world. But it's another situation altogether if you're learning about a certain part of history and you are actually in the nation where it was taking place at the grandest possible moment, and having that view of watching how it happened then and being there presently and seeing the effect or how much it has changed, or maybe that it hasn't changed. That's probably by far the best experience.
It sounds like it would have a significant impact, not only on your understanding of history and what happened, but you feel more immersed
in
history, and you then not only experience in a way greater understanding as to what happened, but you can feel the atmosphere and you can detect what it's like and imagine what it may have been like for the people who endured pain or who experienced the past.
Absolutely.
Sophia, in addition to traveling around the world, you also pursued, as we discussed, many jobs where you were actively involved in work that required you to be heavily immersed in PR, public relations, business development, and marketing. In addition to that, you have been actively involved with the Polish Film Association. For those who are perhaps interested in becoming affiliated with the Polish Film Association, what would be some of the next steps that you would advise for those individuals to take if they, let's say, don't necessarily have a lot of experience with film, but are interested in becoming a member or becoming involved with that association?
Absolutely. So the name of the Polish Film Association's Ekran, and Ekran we usually have to spell out. It's E-K-R-A-N. And just a fun fact for anyone who doesn't speak Polish, it actually means screen. And what is so unique about this organization is that they have been running this Toronto Polish Film Festival for the last 7 years. And it has been a huge success. This past year, we had Mayor John Tory attending, and we had several other politicians as well. We had MPP Jeff Jurek at the closing night, and most importantly, the directors that are coming out and are being featured. It's just absolutely fantastic. So for getting involved, my number one recommendation is volunteer. I'm the volunteer coordinator, so if anyone is interested in volunteering, to contact me for that information, it's volunteer@ekran.ca, and again, Ekran is E-K-R-A-N. And you don't even need to have a wealthy background in film or foreign film or Polish film. It is completely about assisting in the organization of the actual film festival itself and being there during the day of helping with setup, ticket taking. And once you are one of our volunteers, you are able to sit in and watch the movies for free.
I will be definitely contacting you. I'm interested. So
great.
That's one of the main reasons why I wanted to ask this question.
Yes.
But I did some research and it certainly looks like a great association to be affiliated with. So I would love to become a member and to help out in any way possible.
Absolutely. We welcome everyone. And I've actually tried to go beyond our Polonia community because it's extremely successful and so many people know about it. But this year, I really tried to engage other Canadians that I knew were interested in foreign films but didn't even necessarily know that this film festival was going on. And the feedback I got was just amazing, and I've never been happier in getting different backgrounds and nationalities involved with something like this, and we only hope to expand even more. So with our marketing for the 8th year, that will be in 2016, we are going to be looking for partnerships and expanding into the different programs, universities, and colleges in the GTA area and even beyond who have their own film programs. And we will try to actually create situations where it will either be a discounted rate for the students in order to come and see the videos and films, or we'll create a networking opportunity because we do have these amazing film directors coming and they have come from amazing film academies in Poland, but they don't also have the opportunity necessarily to mix and mingle with other film associations and programs. So to get input and feedback from students would be something that we're definitely striving for in the upcoming year.
Sophia, you also worked for Omni Television, where you were a receptionist and also a production assistant. For those who are considering pursuing production work in television, what was your day like working for Omni?
Well, there was very different aspects to it, and it would depend on what they needed. the most. So reception work is obviously probably the more straightforward avenue where you're picking up phones, you're up at the front, but it also is very interesting because you have that ability to meet with every single person that is coming through the door. And not necessarily because most of the time you actually needed a badge to get up to the upper levels, and some people were sometimes waiting around. So you had that opportunity to discuss whether they were coming in for an interview themselves, if they were coming in for assisting with editing. You had that opportunity to have that discussion face-to-face with someone and possibly even get another opportunity because you're at that front door. But the other more enticing assignments that I would get would definitely be related to the production assistant, because otherwise from doing the reception work and greeting all the guests, then I would be that person also running them between all the different levels, because I would have the badge assist with them receiving theirs from the security